News Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Playing Name That Tune again, that's Lowrider by War, right? Sean is nodding his head. I am 2 for 2. I don't know how many of these I've done tonight already, but I'm happy to have gotten that one right. People of a certain age will remember a time when you went to a liquor store and you had to fill out a form. You couldn't touch a bottle. There was nothing on the shelves. There was a list of what the store had on the wall. Each had a number, and you would write it down, and you would hand it to a clerk who would then go in the back and find it for you, put it in a paper bag, and give it to you. It was all very secretive. And there was one of those stores in Toronto here up until, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago on Parliament Street. It was kind of an anachronism back then, but it shows you what it used to be like. And things have certainly changed because there is a new place called Wine on Main in Newmarket, Ontario, on Main Street South, that is kind of revolutionizing the way that we buy wine and the way that we taste wine before we actually go and buy bottles. And we have on the line here from Wine on Main, Jordan Mills, the director of Wine on Main. So, Jordan, I read about this place and I'm kind of fascinated because it's sort of like having a vending machine for wine. Am I oversimplifying it here a little bit too much?
No, that's exactly what it is. We first saw these machines in Bordeaux about 10 years ago, and it's always been in the back of our minds, you know, let's bring this to Ontario. Let's introduce this to Ontario. And I first approached the AGCO, the governing body that is in charge of liquor sales, back in March. They didn't say no. They were very cautious. And they moved slowly, but they awarded our liquor license about 6 weeks ago. And the response from the community has been amazing.
So essentially what you do is you pay up front. You've got, $25, $50, or $100 gift cards, essentially, and you use them in these machines that supply either a 1 ounce, a 3 ounce, or a 5 ounce drink of your choice. So you can see the bottle. You can't touch the bottle, I don't think, but you can see it. You hit a button, and you get it, and you can taste it. And I guess the idea is that you taste it, and then you go find the bottle in the store, and you can take it home with you if you like.
Correct. So you can load up a card and sample, 1 ounce tastings. And if you find something you like, we're also a bottle shop and you can bring a bottle home.
And how did you get this past Liquor Control Board? Because there is a reason why the word control is in their name. The liquor licenses and liquor laws in Ontario have been so stayed for so long. This seems like a big step forward.
Yes, it is. And like I said, they were super cautious. When it came time for my AGCO inspection, it was more of an interview about how I was going to keep people safe, how I was going to control the pace of service.
Yep.
And, we talked it through and it seemed to make sense to everybody, and we're moving forward.
And that's a question that I would have for you. How do you control the pace of service? Because the people are essentially monitoring themselves.
Yep. So the machines require you to charge your card with me. And so once your card is out, you have to come back to me to recharge the card.
Right.
At which point I'm able to assess the customer and deny service or slow the pace of service.
And I'm speaking with Jordan Mills, the director of Wine on Main. You'll find that place if you happen to be in Newmarket, Ontario, at 186 Main Street South. What's the response been? People in Newmarket must be loving this.
It's absolutely amazing. I mean, the response has been incredible. We've been open 14 days now. We've had over 400 customers.
Wow.
We're just providing a novel and alternative wine experience for those people coming down to enjoy what Main Street has to offer.
Do you think that the pandemic changed the province's situation in terms of alcohol sales. I mean, all of a sudden, you know, you were allowed to have a bottle shop. All of a sudden, you can put a cork back in a bottle if you haven't finished it and take it with you, which was just unheard of years ago. Do you think that stems from the pandemic, or is it just changing
times? I wouldn't say it was a deregulation, but the provincial government allowed a softening of regulation. We still have to sell a menu item with a bottle out the door, so unlike the liquor store. So I put a 50-cent chocolate on my menu, so with every bottle, I sell a 50-cent chocolate out the door.
I used to tend bar in the 1980s, where on Sunday, you couldn't sell liquor without a food item. And we used to have those little cheese and crackers things that were 25 cents or something. I don't remember how much they were. And people would say, like, I'll have a Labatt Blue. And you'd be like, here's your cheese and crackers. Thank you very much. They'd drink a Labatt Blue. I'd like another Labatt Blue. You'd give them another cheese and crackers. And at the end of the day, it was like being at a dim someplace. I would just count the amount of cheese and crackers that they had in front of them. And that's how many beers I charged them for. Tell me a little bit about what kinds of wine you're offering. Are you selling a great deal of Canadian wines? Is it international? What do you have on stock?
I don't discriminate. I love all wine, and I want to take people on a ride around the globe's wine regions. Familiar faces, I want to introduce them to new areas, new varietals. We have a large scope of wines, from orange wines all the way up to Grand Cru, Class A French bottles, where $400 each.
Wow. Explain to me, if you can, the appeal of orange wines, because I don't get it.
Yes. Okay. It's not for everybody. orange wine, if I were to just sum it up in a nutshell, is the way wine used to be made 2,000 years ago. It was whole berry clusters, white grapes, thrown into a ceramic container. They weren't crushed. They were just allowed to naturally ferment, called spontaneous ferment, and they would sit on their skins as they were fermenting, turning the wine orange and expanding the flavor profile. People today, myself included, you know, we're used to drinking very clean white wines. The orange wine movement can be a little funky.
Yeah. That's what I found, but they're very popular.
Yes, yeah, for sure. Very trendy.
We just have a minute left. What's your background in wine?
I kind of fell into it by accident. In 2008, I didn't know Sauvignon Blanc from Cabernet Sauvignon, and I got involved with the tasting group, and then in 2011, I won second place in the Toronto Wine Tasting Challenge.
Wow.
Which awarded me my sommelier training tuition. And then in 2014, I won third place in their professional division. So I very quickly got good at wine, I guess.
Well, if you have to be good at something, it may as well be wine. Jordan Mills is the director of Wine on Main, a really unique kind of, for lack of a better term, vending machine approach to selling great wine. And it's at 186 Main Street in Newmarket, Ontario. If you happen to be in the area, check it out. Jordan, continued success.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining me. It's been a real pleasure to speak to you. When we come back on News Talk tonight, we've got Brittle Star. He's one of the social media superstars. We're going to talk to him. We're going to talk about plastic bans. We're going to talk about all sorts of stuff when we come back. I'm Richard Krause, in for Jim Richards. Stay with me. Lots more to come.